It's Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC. Thanks for joining me while Larry Mantle takes a much-deserved vacation. I hope he's having a great time. Independent voters, officially no party preference in this state, are the fastest-growing group of voters in California. But they also risk being left out of maybe the most consequential presidential primary in California's recent history. Vote-by-mail folks who want to cast their ballot for a Democrat in the March 3rd primary must specially request a Democratic ballot ahead of time. And they can't vote at all in the Republican primary, which is closed. That matters a lot more when there's a contested primary and not an incumbent president. But one consulting firm says that this means possibly 1 million California voters could be disenfranchised in the 2020 primary, because of their lack of knowledge about requesting one of these special ballots. Ben Christopher pointed this out in Cal Matters last week in a piece that raised questions about why political parties are allowed to exclude voters from their primaries at all. One group says that they might even file a lawsuit to open up the primary process to voters from any or no party. And a representative of that group is actually on the line with me right now, Chad Peace, legal advisor for the Independent Voter Project, a nonprofit organization seeking to reengage nonpartisan voters and promote nonpartisan election reform. And they're behind a petition to create something called a public ballot. And Chad, thanks for being on Air Talk, first of all. And what is a public ballot? What are you seeking?
Well, thanks for having me on. And most simply, when we talk about the election process, there's two components. There's the public process, which is the entire process itself. It's taxpayer funded and publicly administered. Within that, there's the private primaries. There's the Democratic Party's primary, the third parties, the Republican Party. What we're saying is that, most simply, the public ballot is saying, as of today, the millions of no-party preference voters receive, by default, a ballot that is blank for President of the United States. All we're saying is, instead of giving them a default ballot that is blank, why not give them a default ballot that lists all the candidates and allow those voters to participate and express their preference?
And just to, point out something we've been talking a lot about is how many no party preference voters there are in California now. They outnumber the Republican Party registered voters in this state. So come the March 3rd primary, when ballots start getting sent out in February, there might be a lot of voters who are surprised to see they cannot vote in the Democratic primary. They might be disappointed about that. Is that something that you are trying to address with this petition and then with a potential lawsuit going forward? It's a fast-growing group in California, no-party preference voters.
Absolutely. We already know the confusion is going to happen because it happened in 2016. There was articles from the LA Times to the New York Times talking about the massive confusion, which is a confusion created by this process. We've been working with registrars and getting their feedback on how we can solve this problem. That's how we came up with the solution we did. We've been taking this to the legislature. Actually, we took our original resolution to the legislature before the 2016 primary. And, our concern is that the legislature has just failed to deal with it while they've moved on a lot of reducing barriers to voting in a lot of other areas, when it comes to removing the barriers and making it easier for the fastest growing segment of the electorate, they've been totally absent and totally silent.
So I do want to point out Paul Mitchell's group, Political Data Inc., are the ones who did that analysis about 1 million potential voters disenfranchised for the March 3rd primary. And we are moving to implement the Voters Choice Act that was passed in 2016. And so many more voters will be using vote by mail because their local polling places are going away. We're going to have those bigger vote centers that are open for more days, but a big shift in the way we vote. And so this idea of making sure people get the right ballot and the ballot that they want might be even more pertinent than ever. I want to bring into the conversation Rusty Hicks, the newly elected chair of the California Democratic Party, and he's the recent past president of the Los Angeles County Federation of Labor. Hi, Rusty. First of all, congratulations on your election. And that was just earlier this month, I think, that happened. And what do you make of the potential for Democratic-leaning voters in that no-party preference group being disenfranchised this March?
Well, first of all, it's great to be with you, and it's only been 24 days on the job, so I haven't got it all figured out.
You're very new still. Do you know where the water cooler is and the bathroom and everything in the office?
They teach you that the first week, so I'm good to go. Look, I think 3.6 million voters in California that identify as no party preference are an important part of our electorate. And certainly the easiest and simplest way to participate in the Democratic primary is to re-register or to walk into any regional vote center or polling place and simply request a ballot. We are taking steps to ensure that vote-by-mail voters understand the process and take that affirmative step, which we at the California Democratic Party are constrained by what happens on the national level with our national party. So we're working hard with our Secretary of State, AB 681, with Assemblywoman Gonzalez, attempts to provide the additional notification that's necessary to ensure that independent voters understand the process and have the opportunity to participate in that process.
And the way that independent voters have to participate, unless they choose to re-register, obviously, as Democrats, as you mentioned, they have to actually send a postcard into their county registrar of voters, a signed postcard to request a Democratic ballot in for the March primary. That's a pretty high bar, I think, for a lot of people to realize they have to do that. You mentioned that Assemblywoman Gonzalez is working on a bill to increase the number of notifications to let people know that that's what they have to do. But Chairman Hicks, I think you would agree that that's a tough ask for people to send in a special postcard, right?
I think there's a recognition and an understanding that this is an evolving process and an evolving system, that we are trying to make it as easy as possible for independent voters to participate in a Democratic primary. So there will be social media, there will be emails, there will be AB 681 requires at least three notifications in two different formats 120 days out and allows for an online registration process, a notification process. So we are taking the steps necessary to ensure that it is simple as possible, certainly recognizing that a requirement to send in a postcard, I think we can make it much easier than that.
Sure. I want to bring into the conversation Sean Steele, Republican National Committeeman for California and former chair of the California Republican Party. He still serves on the board there. He's also founder of Sean Steele Law Firm in Los Angeles. Hi, Sean. What do you make of this idea that Chad is bringing forward with the Independent Voter Project of opening up a public ballot process where people can vote in both primaries regardless of party if they are independent voters?
I think it's, the concept is appealing to me. My concern is that there has been a dramatic change in the way we vote and are counted in California in the last 10 to 15 years. That I remember the election code was one nice little simple book. You registered and you voted, and then you found out the results that night. Now, today, you won't find the results in many key races for 2 or 3 weeks. And so and it's become much more complex. And frankly, I agree with Secretary of State Padilla. He agrees that the registration errors and the process has undermined voter confidence in California dramatically. He said that in the Sacramento Bee on January 4th of this year. And then he's blaming the DMV for up to 100,000 people that have been registered incorrectly, not to the party they wanted, or they were ineligible, or they were minors, or they had bad addresses. So
you're talking about the motor voter law that went into effect that automatically registers folks unless they opt out. And the default is the no party preference category. Sorry, go on, Sean.
No, you're right. It's called mandatory voting. People don't have a choice. They're just told, okay, which party do you want in? It should be the opposite. They should say, do you want to register in politics? There's plenty of good pill folks that don't even want to vote, but they're forced into this scenario. And so consequently, you get a lot of mischief. But this is just a tip of the iceberg. What's going on here in terms of nonpartisan voters. This was not thought about by the Democrat rulers earlier. Keep in mind, this is a one-party state. Pretty much whatever we do with the election law is controlled by the Democrat Party. Now, they, when they rushed into this business of having, we have now felons voting, we have prisoners voting, we have too many cases where we have provisional votes without any ID. We even have registration for high school kids. They can register in a political party at the age of 16 or 17. And, of course, with the peer pressure and the teachers, basically with public pressure, you better join the Democrat Party.
Well, I mean, hey, let's be fair to high school teachers right now, Sean. But, you know, I hear what you're saying in terms of problems with the motor voter law and problems with maybe incorrect registrations. But isn't the goal to enfranchise as many people as possible, to enfranchise as many eligible voters as possible? I know their political leanings maybe are not in line with what you are, with what you believe in, your policy ideas, but shouldn't we attempt to make voting easy and accessible for everyone?
Saying that the problem here is created by the Democrat Party. The registration problems, do you know there's 1.5 million people in Los Angeles County that are registered to vote that are completely ineligible and many have died? And so this is under the control of a brutal machine that has now, for eligible voters in Los Angeles County, there's 112% that can vote. That's mathematically impossible. So what we're looking at is a key symptom. I do agree that nonpartisan voters should be able to vote in presidential primaries. I do agree that nonpartisan voters are the fastest growing segment in California, and I think that's very healthy. I do want to have them fully enfranchised, but they're just a byproduct, collateral damage as far as the Democrat rulers are concerned.
Okay, Sean, I just want to get the other side of our conversation going here. Sean Steele, Republican National Committeeman for California, former chair of the California Republican Party. Chairman Rusty Hicks with the California Democratic Party, newly elected chairman, coming in at a really key time right now in Democratic politics in California. I know there's a lot that Sean brought up there in terms of the motor voter laws and overall registration issues. But are you open to the idea, you know, back to our original conversation about having a public ballot so that independent voters can automatically vote for Democrats on March 3rd? Or do you see value in the party still maintaining control of who votes in their primaries?
Well, I don't know how long our segment here is, but Mr. Steele certainly threw out so much. There's so much that needs to be addressed.
Take on as much as you can here.
I certainly think if we want to make the experience as easy as possible, the Republican Party requires that you re-register, does not allow independent voters to participate in a Republican primary. And if, in fact, Mr. Steele wants to ensure that we enfranchise as many voters, independent voters as possible, then maybe he can advocate with his colleagues in the Assembly who voted against this AB 681 that would have allowed for additional notifications to independent voters as to how to participate in the presidential primary. With regards to a public ballot, certainly I understand in concept. I think this is something that we should consider. However, I do think it is disingenuous to say to independent voters, here is a, quote, public ballot. Your vote may or may not count based upon who you actually vote for. I think it actually adds to distrust. It cuts at voter confidence in the system and the process that we have. Certainly, I think, as I said before, I think this is an evolving system that we should ensure that we are making the experience as easy as possible, and certainly we're taking the steps to do that through making sure that independent voters understand what the process is. In addition, calling on every presidential candidate to use their campaign as a way to communicate with independent voters, not just Democratic voters, as to what the process is, ensuring that they have good information and encouraging the participation of independent voters in a Democratic primary.
Yeah, I think that is going to fall a lot to either slate mailers that the party may be behind or individual candidates who are working on get out the vote efforts to make sure these independent voters, no party preference voters, know that they have to send in a postcard. Just really quickly, Chairman Hicks, because I have you on the line and it's the first time I've gotten a chance to interview you, setting the voting issue aside and just asking briefly about your new tenure here as the California Democratic Party chairman. You're coming in at a time where there was a major sexual harassment scandal for the last chairman, Eric Bauman, who was forced out of office in November. What are you doing in your job as chairman to make sure that kind of thing never happens again?
Well, I started now 3 months ago with a task force to develop a best practices policy to address misconduct and harassment within our party. In fact, today I'm rolling out some of the details of the new policies and procedures and new systems that we're going to have within this party. We're going to address these issues squarely and directly and get ready to win in 2020. This party is singularly focused on getting a change in the White House and winning at the state and local levels here in California, and certainly addressing those important issues is a first step to being able to do that.
Chairman Rusty Hicks, new chair of the California Democratic Party. Also on the line with me was Sean Steele, Republican National Committee Men for California, and Chad Peace, a legal advisor for the Independent Voter Project, which is really pushing this idea of a public ballot that would allow voters who don't have a party preference to vote in either the Republican or Democratic primary March 3rd. Thanks, everybody, for joining me this hour on Air Talk. I really appreciate the conversation. Libby Denkman in for Larry Mantle. Back after this news break with Hedy Lynn Herdes.